Hello, hello. What's poppin', y'all?
I'm coming to you guys with another episode. I have so much to share. I don't know if this is a new week. All my days are running together. This has been a very busy week. And one of the things that I wanted to share is that I got a new ring. And it makes me feel like royalty. Something crazy happened to my other one that was not my fault, but I digress. I feel that, you know, a lot of things happen in your life and you just gotta take the good, the bad, the ugly, and look at the good. And I had a good friend share her story of losing her engagement ring, and I was like, well, dang, you know, like, I'm not the only person, and I feel good, not good about what happened to my ring, but good that I'm not alone in actually losing something. But the moral of the story is sometimes people share things with you to help you get through whatever you're going through, and it's good to have people like that, you know, helps you see the brighter side of things. And that's what this podcast is about. You know, we always look at the gloom and the bad, and everything is so ugly. And I don't want to pretend to you all I'm the most positive person on in the planet and the universe, but I've learned to put myself that way because things could be much worse. And as she's telling me that story, she said it could have been much worse. She could have never found her engagement ring, and I could have never gotten a replacement ring. So my ring looks like it's this like Disney enchantment with gold and beautiful diamonds all around it, and it makes me feel good to just, I guess, have a replacement. You know, like, I had to look at the good side. I wasn't looking at the good side at first. At first, I was like, oh my God, like, that's so bad of me. I lost it again. Like, I had so many negative thoughts kind of building around that until I stopped to think, oh, well, it's not that bad. It's bad, but it's replaced. It could be replaced. And sometimes some things can't be. Like, it's not that easy. You can't just get over it, or it can't be replaced. But I was thinking the good part of this whole moral of the situation is it could be replaced. Like, how great is that, right? And you can get something brand new that you can fall in love with and you can accept. And sometimes you don't always get the responses that you want. And this is coming from anybody. In any given situation, you may be expecting a certain type of response that you just don't get that. And so you got to stop and think, well, what do you expect, right? Like, people are going to respond the way they're going to respond. But the way you can control your thought process is to at least try to take 5 minutes to stop and think about what it is and what you actually got, which I took the time in the moments to do that. I'm coming up on 9 years married to my best friend. And what are the odds that just by chance I get a new ring before our 10-year anniversary? So I think everything happens for a reason. Sometimes it's good to let go of old things and put the things that we have so much possession over and just look forward to looking at the bright side and moving forward to bigger and better things. So that's what I wanted to come and share. I know Juneteenth just came and passed, and I didn't do anything about that because I was just like, okay, let's celebrate Father's Day. It's interesting that those two things was on the same days. At the same time, I celebrated my husband, who is a magnificent person. So blessed to have him, love him. Like, happy Father's Day to all the fathers. That would have been a perfect time to drop, but I just decided to just do it a couple days after. And I'm in a still relaxing mode and phase, and just enjoying my summer vacation. And try not to get pulled by other things and try to keep myself busy. And so that's why I'm doing this podcast, is so so much better and such a good way to kind of keep my mind off of things, especially going back to trying to go back to work, which I'm so glad I'm done with that. I just want to be free. Everybody does. I want to be financially free. I want to be mentally, physically, and emotionally free from everything. I know that I just started with this job, moving forward with my new certification and all that great stuff, but I need a break. Everybody needs a break, and I'm looking forward to what the summer has to hold for me. There's a lot of things I want to do. I want to travel all over the place, and I don't care if I have to take my baby with a stroller. Like, I want to just go to magical places in the world. I had a person ask me if like where I wanted to go and like where have I never been. And I was like, I've never been to Niagara Falls, and I've never been to Grand Canyon. Like, these are places I want to go. And as soon as I said that, I started looking for like plane tickets. Like, I'm ready to take off. I don't care where, I don't care how, I just want to get away. Like, it's one thing to just not feel like you're stuck or trapped. I don't feel that way. I just want to just travel. I love everything about traveling. I know I have a baby, but she would enjoy it too. And just as it's easy for us to take her to an aquarium, it's easy to get on a plane and go to someplace exotic. Like, that's just what the plan and goal is. But I just wanted to come and check in and drop this real fast and let y'all know that I'm coming up with some material, you know. I want to make sure that when I really start hitting with my segments, that it's useful and it's not so much about me, but just helping other people. And the only way you can be empowered by this message is to just not focus on the bad, but focus on the good, because the good is there. You just got to want to see it. And you can make any dream come true if you really, really, really put your mind to it. So that's all I wanted to say to you guys. So excited about this podcast, it's everything. And I will probably drop one next week. So y'all look forward to that. Make sure you share, like, tell your friends. And I hope this made somebody night, because it made mine. See y'all.